from what I've seen, parks are probably one of your safer places in the city, but it's a perception that they may not be, even though we've had some things happen at parks here in South LA, but for the most part, the parks are pretty safe.
Do you think that's because parks are kind of seen in general all over as a safe haven or a neutral ground?
That, and I think that plays a part of it. And then, you know, most of these gang members or people that make it hard for everybody else in the community have a sense of pride about the park, maybe because they grew up in it playing the sports before they got in a lifestyle.
What do you think are the most important things to keep people in your community feeling safe?
I think if we paid attention to the bullies a little more amongst our kids, I think that, you know, the majority of the problems that I see happen at our park usually stems from one kid bullying another kid. And they go get older brother, and it escalates until you have adults. So I think if they did that, but I think more importantly, to going towards the safety issue, programming is playing a big part. I mean, here in South LA, we really don't have any programs in our parks. So I think programming plays a big part of safety in the parks. And then, you know, of course, you need to have a police presence every now and then.
You mentioned programs. Is there some kind of program specifically you have in mind that isn't in place that you would like to see instated?
Well, I'm a computer man. I like IT stuff. And what I see going on at the computer centers that's in the parks in our area is there's not enough learning. It's like, you know, computers are looked at as toys. So if they maybe made less time for play, don't kill it all, but, you know, and more time for using the computers to learn applications, you know, even at an early age, I would like to see that. And then, again, programs for seniors, because young people need to interact with older people just so that they are better socialized.